All right, a good walk. We did last week Rishon and Tes Sif Hey. An important nakuda that came out of Sif Hey was that even when b'makom that you're allowed to keep something, let's say you know for sure that the balam were miyayish, and therefore you're allowed to keep the item. Nevertheless, there's still a lefnimishur sedin. There's still a chiyuv lefnimishur sedin to return this item. That's what came. That's a major bomb. And there's a shaila ad kadekach. We even koyfin al lefnimishur sedin. If the person would be an usher, would even be. If the finder would be an usher, would be even koyfin al lefnimishur sedin according to some shitas. Good. And we said last time that maybe lekulei amu be made at least yekayfen ayidei dvarim. But that's what comes out of sefei a pella to gazak the yekayfen lefnim mishur sedin. We discussed last week also the dargis of lefnim mishur sedin. We know that there's a lefnim mishur sedin. The Mechaber says that if he asks for the aveda, if he gives you a simin, you mechuyv to give it back. That's lefnim mishur sedin. But do you have a chiv achraza? Let's say you don't know who the loser is. Do you have a chiv to be machrez or not? So how we brought down is machlekes Shulchan Aruch Rav says not from the tour, the Piskei Torah's mashma that there is. Then there was the next dag, even before. If you see the aveda, are you mechuyv to actually pick it up? As lefnim mishur sedin to be able to give it back. Now we don't have any araya for. It seems that that might be even the next step, and you would not be mechuyv to do that. This week, Rad, I saw a bir halacha. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Oznis Berusan. So I hate to go as a... But anyway, he's mesopic a different aspect. He wants to know, is there a lefnim mishur sedin to have a chiv shmira on the item? Are you mechiv to be shemrit? I picked it up, and betim it's mine, because the guy was certainly miyayish, because it's an ir sherei vakum. I know for sure I'm allowed to keep it up here halacha. Do I have to worry about it and try to watch it, that it shouldn't get damaged? Well, no, I have it. And if the owner happens to come in time before it gets lost, fine. But I'm not mechiv to get out of my way to do a chiv shmira on the item. That was his shaila. Also, without any raiz, and it could be, it could maybe be taila, this shaila, I'm not sure, but... You have to know what's the reason why there's a lefnim mishur sedin here. Is lefnim mishur sedin is kilu like minadin, really? You don't have this chive ha-tayra of hashava. But lefnim mishur sedin, you should try to be mekayim, the hilchas hashava of the tayra. Kilu like the hashiv teshivim, which is the raisa normally, by every aveda, here you don't have it because it's yish, but you should try to keep it anyway. Is that lefnim mishur sedin? Or is lefnim mishur sedin just a chesh mishpat angle, like, try to get the money back to the guy because Nebuch, the guy lost the item. What's really... If you learn that lefnim mishur sedin, that you're trying to be mekayim with this mitzvah, this would-be mitzvah hashava, so then could be that the chiv shmir is tali, what we said at the very first year. We there's a makalikas yishayinim, what is the mitzvah hashava? Could be the mitzvah hashava is only to give it back, maybe even hachrozah, because that's the way to get it back, but to watch the item, a chiv shmir on the item, that's a makalikas yishayinim, that his haskos, the ran holds, yes, it's also b'chal the mitzvah. Other yishayinim hold not. And it could be that's our other shayla also, I'm a chiv to pick it up. Could be that's also... We discussed then as makloi because we're showing them if you have a mitzvah to pick up the item. I'm not talking about lesukah lezalim now. I'm talking about the mitzvahs I say of hashiv teshivim. If that's the case, and that's what lefnim mishur sedin is gavoit on, so it could be then is a makloi because we're showing them going here. I would just take it. Why would we live?
There would mean on any mitzvah, that means you just do the mitzvah, you know, you're not a chuyav.
No, here there's a svara why you would want to do the hashava, because like we discussed, the Gedevilem really didn't want to lose that, and they really didn't willingly and voluntarily were miyayish. They did the balkoch and they were miyayish. There's a svara is why only here we do lefnim mishur sedin, right? And Tosis says a svara because the finder. It's not losing any money from it anyway, right? He just found this money, so he can give up this money, it takes his mashma. Avadi need those swaras. But now once you have those swaras, what's the vada lefnim mishur sedin? Could be it's in the mitzvah satayra. So anything that's not part of the mitzvah satayra, maybe you don't have lefnim mishur sedin. I'm just making a suggestion. But I want to know, what about the next step? Yeah, chiv shmir, I want to know, let's say you'll say, yeah, you even have chiv shmir as well. But what happens if you talk and it gets lost? Or you taka peshe. You didn't do yishmir, and the taka got ruined, and now the Balaam somehow come and give you a simin. Are you mechuyv to pay us lefnim mishur sedin? It's already, I think, a bit far stretch. Why?
Say that you should pay for it?
Because you should have watched it. If you learn like Taisis, you're right. If you learn Pashtis, you're right. If you learn like Taisis, all of them should in concert because you're really not losing anything. So b'chai gavna that you lost the item, now you have to shell out the money from your pocket. So now you're losing something. So l'chai b'chai gavna, then there shouldn't be lifnim shizid and nahir. Only thing is, who asked you to lose it in the first place? You should have watched it ba'ofen that you didn't lose it. And now that you lost it, don't cry now. I mean, you had that lifnim shizidin all along. I'm saying, I'm going in the tzad of the bir halacha that you have a chiz lifnim shizidin to watch it. Now that it does get lost, maybe you'll have even a chiv. I think it's a bit far-fetched. All right. That's one. Another nekuda that I didn't mention last week is, what happens if a katan finds it? Now, does the katan have this din of lufnim shazadin? Is a katan mitzvah on lufnim shazadin? Lufnim shazadin comes, that's if I'm v'yisis ha-yoshev ha-toiv, it's a maisei shayasun, zu lufnim shazadin. What happens if a katan finds it, and it was a rif to yish, and betzim he's allowed to be koinit? A cotton, by the way, can only be kind of mitzias, since they don't really have a kin, and then a gadol, so they only have it mit bnei darkei shalom. But whatever it is, whatever din they have on the item, good. Can they have a chiyav of lefnim shas din to give it back, or no? They're allowed to keep it. Is there a din lefnim shas din on the cotton? Sorry. Condom is part of the mitzvahs, but there's like this chinuch, whatever, like any other mitzvah. Maybe there'll be chinuch on lefnim shas din. Maybe. So there's an Erech Mishpat in Simin Yud Beis, over there when it talks about the concept of Nimishas Adin, he clears the shayla if there's a cotton, not by us, but he clears the shayla if a cotton is mitzuv, if it's shayach et zivil of Nimishas Adin and a cotton, and he comes out there is. And he brings a Gvaldik Araya from a Gemara, the halacha by Bametzra, which is Geboit, the whole halacha of Bametzra is Geboit and Vasisa Yashva Ataif, and it's Mavu over there that a cotton be Yisai, they would have a din of Bametzra, it would be have a chiv. The lokeach cotton would have a chiv to give it up to the bametz out of a sisa v'yashva toiv. Only thing is that he can't fend for himself. You saw him, but you saw it. A cotton would have a din v'sisa. It's a raya that a cotton is yeh mitzuv on v'sisa yashva toiv. That's arich mishpat. No. B'yisayim happens to have a heter because they can't fend for themselves, so they're not mitzuv. But b'yisayim, I'm just.
They have no parents, so how could that be a chiv?
I don't know. Maybe they should.
I don't know, but
the Bezdin, the Apotropis, whoever it is, the cotton himself is trying to be noig in Magal. What's the shail of the cotton himself as a chi of chinuch? The chinuch is on the father, but is the cotton also in this chinuch trying to be noig mitzvahs? Does he have that din? It's a shail in the chinuch. If it's only on the parent, only on the child. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Bekitsa, fine. There happens to be a chuvis Masham. Masham in Chelik Beis, in Reish Chav Dalet, Ois Yud Ches. He also brings this raya that a cotton is mitzvah, but he wants to be mechalek that a cotton is taka mitzvah lufnim shizim, but not yisoyimim. A cotton who betzim has a father, so he's not such a nebuchadnezzar person. So yeah, then he'll be mitzvah lufnim shizim. Means the fact that he's a cotton doesn't absolve him from mitzvah lufnim shizim. But a yosim who's needy betzim, so even if it would be shayik lufnim mishasadim, but he's a needy person. He's not mechuyev to do lufnim mishasadim. So yisayimim is mufka from the parash lufnim mishasadim. That's what comes out in the Masham.
If a cotton finds it, doesn't the father have something? Now the father is
going
to have to do something.
Okay, so let me get there. One second. Do you happen to be a halacha? Is a halacha? Sorry. From a different yasim to yasim lechari, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, a yasim namatzin lufnim mishasadin, huh? Correct. A yasim that. Now, it happens to be halacha that if a cotton finds an aveda mitzia, the halacha is that the father zoich in the mitzia. Okay, provided that the cotton is semech al shulchan aviv. So, what would happen if you have a case that a cotton found this aveda and he semech al shulchan aviv? So, for him lechayra, for him to do. Lifnim Mishus Adin, Lachari, he shouldn't be able to do Lifnim Mishus Adin because Shkoyach, he wants to give back the item. He has no right to give back the item. It belongs to the father. You have to consult the father to see if the father wants to do Lifnim Mishus Adin. It doesn't belong to the cotton, but Yisoyde. The cotton ain't Layav, Yisoyimim, and the Chanam, he owns it, but that we already said the Masham does away Lifnim Mishus Adin. But a cotton, Shiesh Layav, Pashas, Yisoyim, Kashuk, and Oviv, so the father is Laychin the item. Again, but whatever kinyan the cotton has an item, the father really gets. The cotton wouldn't have the right to do lufnim shezedin to interfere with the father's chusin, the item.
Does the father have
this? And mitzad the father, it's yitachin. I don't know this, but it's yitachin that avada, once the father gets the item from the cotton, means the cotton now gives it to the father, and the father will get avada. Now he owns it in gansin. So the father is mitzvah l'fnei mishazin, l'chayra. But what happens in that twilight zone? The father didn't get it yet from the cotton. So the only kinyan the father has is anyway, memlei darkei shalom, whatever that is. I wonder if the father is then mitzvah. Because if you magbi the chayfitz, you own the chayfitz, and then it's yours too. But the vial, you didn't get it yet. It's only mnei darkei shalom. Maybe the father, you know, loy muktzek lo meduchek. He won't take it yet. He doesn't have it yet. Maybe he doesn't have the chilf nimishes adin. I don't know. But I should be meisak. I was meisak last week about a different nekuda. Is that if the katan lechatchila didn't pick it up, I'm going to ask liknoisai. He picked up lechatchila to be magzik lo nimishes adin. The chaybik hagavni he has a right to do. Means the only time the father gets it, if the cotton is first kainit, and then the father gets it from the cotton, so now the cotton can't do lufnim rishazadin. But the cotton could circumvent the father. He could pick it up the chatchila, because he knows the masham, he's supposed to do lufnim rishazadin. So he'll pick it up the chatchila to return shaloy adas liknois. So he never got it, so the father never got it. But maybe he has the right to give it back as lufnim rishazadin.
Maybe he wasn't going at all together.
Sorry? No, if he gives it, picks up like das to give it back, that's what I'm saying. He never
says he has a kinyan at all.
He doesn't have a kinyan at all, that's what I'm saying.
If I grab it from him, then it has nothing to do with him.
And Akhanami, you won't have a darkei shalom mishu either. If he picked it up like achila, I'm going to ask to give it back, but he will be mekayim lefnei mishu sadin. So that's the only way that a cotton could be mekayim lefnei mishu sadin, pashas, is if he picks it up like achila, al das like zir and not to be kainer, so then the father never got it. Mamela chayek this din lefnei mishu sadin. Sorry? In which case?
When the yizaychem from the cotton.
Why not? Yeah, but he didn't get it. It's not that the cotton was magnet to him. The cotton got it, and the father has that. Well, we gradually see that even if a guy was in Bezut Shayam, we see even if a guy gets it, and then he gets it from the guy, there's still a din lefnim which is in. But, so that's when I think, but anyway, I think this is closer. This is the cotton got it, and the father gets it, nachmas the cotton. That's how the father owns it. So, memel, it's that then. There's a chuvas cheshav eifud, you could look it up in Chelik Beis and Kuchavov, who had a case that a cotton found money in the Beis Knesset. He gave it to the gabbai, and the gabbai was machrez it. And he says, it must be, and it doesn't show what he really holds, but he says, vaistois, that they held that there's a din, lefnim mishur sadin, even b'chai gavna, you know, even though the cotton picked it up. He doesn't take his stance, but he at least acknowledges that there's that sad that there'll be lefnim mishur sadin, and the cotton, while av, he grabbed his maisef at the end of the tshuva. It's not clear, but fine. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Sivvav. Makom sheruban akum, a place that roiv are akum. So we know that when a roiv akum, you're allowed to keep the item. Why? Two reasons. Either because, you know, the guy was the one who lost it, or even if the yid lost it, he was miayish because he figures the guy picked it up. So either way, you're allowed to keep this item. However, v'roiv tabachim Yisrael, roiv butchers in the place, in this city are yidden, so you know that what was geshacht in this piece of meat is probably kosher, because roiv meat in the city is kosher. Behema o'if hanimtze sham shachut, if you find an animal or a chicken that's over there, that's shachut, muto, you're allowed to eat it, because you're allowed to go bosa roiv in the city, roiv meat in this city is kosher. V'hu shom maisei, but the maisei is allowed to keep it, like we said, because either a year, so we know for sure that the guy lost it. Oh, we're going to get to about God. So the halacha is that you're allowed to keep it. And when we had the sima halacha in Sivdala by the Yayin, if you know for sure, right? We said over there, if you end up, grab the deals, if the guy gave a simon, but you know for sure it was the yid, so then you're allowed to drink it, but it belongs to the maitse because of this halacha that he was a chemiyayish. So too here, same thing, you're allowed to keep the item. Here's got it better, because here, even if it came from the goy, you're allowed to keep it. It means you're allowed to be toilet, zikha came from the goy, rave came from the goy, and you're allowed to still eat it, because, hey, even the goy meat, kosher meat in the city, because that's the only meat to be gotten. Rave meat in the city is kosher. Good? Now, what happened over here, there are problems, there are a bunch of other problems. First of all, treifus. So Zayin was geshachten, right? So we know it wasn't a nevela. It was a proper shechita, because we say roiv mumchum etzel shechita. We know for sure that it was a good shechita. But maybe the animal is treifa. There's a large chelik of the animals that the meat is treifa. I spoke to different people recently in the meat industry. Some say half of the meat is treif. Some say two-thirds of the meat is treif, two-thirds of the animal is treif. They were saying maybe it's only half is treif, but the extra little sixth is because it's not glatt. Whatever. But the bottom line is there's a large chelik of meat, and when you shack, even if you shack properly, is treifus. And therefore, the slaughtering houses, they have it set up that they take all the bad animals and they ship it off to other companies to sell it as treifus. But that's how it's run. So what happened over here? So Zayin, that the meat is not an avela, but maybe it's a treifa. So the Sma over here says, the last small line in Sivkot Yud Gimel, he says, "Nir de mishum hachi nokad amachaba behema oif, the mayir shematza b'shleim musay, he found it whole. Ve'ein lachish le'treifasan, and you're not worried about treifas. Why? Sherei biyado levatka, you could be baidik it right now. So memela, we're not worried about treifas. I mean, but you say we really are worried about treifas, but we're talking about a case where you found the whole animal, so you could be baidik yourself and see if it's a treifa or not. But enechnam, if you find a piece of meat, even if most meat in the city are geshacht in it, and by yidin, it's still going to be a problem because maybe it was a treifa piece of meat. Sorry.
Or Nimlach,
you have a new rye. If it's Nimlach and you somehow could tell it was Nimlach, how could you tell it was Nimlach?
It's salty. It's salty.
So you're going to taste it first. Okay, so that goes a whole shayla about Timus. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have a plumber on it. Shkoyuk, that's the biggest rye. But it's fine. Okay, but that's how the.
They're not going to go ahead and cut the behemoth into pieces before they check.
What is it salted?
No, but so maybe they cut it and they sold it to Goyim. This probably fell from a guy, right? Because Roy was a guy, but maybe it was a treifa. How do you know? Sorry? What's treibered mean?
Niker.
Ah, you wouldn't have niker on it. So if you find the item, it's menuker. Okay, that goes, you have to know. Okay, you're coming up with other simonim. Good. Now, I was talking about a case with the Machabit is a Roiv Tabach Yisrael, but today that everything's mass-produced and sold, if we could establish, Marshall, that Roiv meat in Lakewood in the stores are sold Hakosha, so we get out of the Trafer problem as well. If it was Trafer, it wouldn't have been sold in the stores. We know, let's say every single meat seller in the city happens to be kosher, so then we know all the meat in the city is kosher and it's not treifas either. But the case of Zuckman just raved Tabaka Yisrael. Now, what happened to your Shaila? What happened to Basash and Nesalman Menayan? So that, if you look at the next line, he has another problem. What happened to Basash? Mari Gamkin, the Nimsa Binyan, the Lekalo Isra Mishon Basash and Nesalman Menayan. Vahub Echem Mishnein Yonim. There are two ways he has, two Mitzias, two examples to get out of the problem, Basash and Nesalman Menayan. Oida Behema, Oida Oifenim Tzoyim, Nikara. That you could tell Shaloi Ba Mayama. What's the problem? Basar Nesal Mayim. We're afraid that it was swapped for cities for meat somewhere else. Ika Basar Nesal Mayim is we're afraid that an animal or a bird took it and swapped it. Then it's Basar Nesal Mayim. We're afraid that the guy swapped it. But the Ika is that we're afraid that a bird or an animal took it. So he said that if you could somehow tell that it came from this city and you know that this city is Reif Tabachi Yisrael, then you're fine. Elam Shalachim Mnei Yezayis. You know it for sure came from here. So even if it came from a guy, you don't have a problem with Basar Nesal Mayim. Another case. Look at the next line. Oi, Sharaha Maitse Mirachik, you saw from far, Shanafla Miyadadam, you saw this piece of meat taka fall out of a car or fall out of a person's bag. The Ashi any day in Yisrael Miyakam, you don't know if that person was a Yid or a guy, he's too far to tell. But still, if a Nimsa, if you look Biyadakam, then Bamakan derived Tafak Yisrael, came along the last Sunim Mishum Basat Shanassalam and Ayan. If we know that Raiv meat in the city is kosher, even if it's Biyadag, then it's not a problem of Basat Shanassalam and Ayan. So that's how the smack gets out of. Why would he buy if that's only the meat to be found in the city? So he got to buy it. He has no choice.
So we should assume that it's the only.
That's what I'm saying. If Roiv Tabaka Yisrael, Roiv Tabaka Yisrael, then it's fine. Now, this is the Sma's way, two ways to get out, two Shverer Kimtis, that is, to get out. One is, somehow you could tell that the meat's coming from the city. I'm not sure how. And the other is, you see from far that it fell, and so you know that it fell must be from someone in the city, because that guy's walking in your city. We don't have to be chayish, he came from somewhere from out of the city. The Bala Itur says a different pshat. The Bala Itur in Hechsher Basa, Tesman Aleph, says a whole new pshat. He says that the Lashon HaMechabe is, I mean, he's going in a Mechabe, he's going in a Gemara, but he says the Lashon HaMechabe is, Bas Behema Oif HaNimtza Shom Shachot. Why didn't you say Istamba? Chatiches basa. What he has a nimsa sham shachot. He holds that the shchita gufa is the simen. If you see an animal, a geshacht in an animal, you see it has shchita, must be. Goyman could neshach the animal. Kohen will kill it, stun it, they'll do everything, but they won't shecht it. Right? Abi not to shecht. They'll do everything not. So if it was geshecht, it must be. It was a yid who shecht it. So that's going to be the biggest raya that we know that's not pasach and zalmanayim. We know that it's a kosher animal. We know that it wasn't swapped. If it was swapped, then of course, it was swapped for treif animals, for something, a nevela that wasn't geshecht. So why is this geshecht? If it's geshecht, it's a gufa raya that's not pasach and zalmanayim. Excellent. $1 million kasha. Hold on, what? Sorry?
If they see the neck, they can tell if it's geshecht.
Right.
But if it's a plain piece of meat.
Right. So, but that machab happens to be, it was shocking. So, your kasha is Rishonim. All the Rishonim jump on the Valayita. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran and Chulin. You could look in the Tadi Gimel Mabay, Tadi Dalam and Alf and Chulin. All the Rishonim jump on the Valayita. What are you telling me? That Shchit is a Simin? Hadrava, from here to right, Shchit is not a Simin. Because why did you need Reif Tavche Yisrael? Let's assume that 90% of the Tavachim in the city are Goyim. Who cares? 99%. All you need is, but if this is Geshachet, and you know that it must be that it's the Yid Shechted it, because the Goyim don't check the animals. So why do you have to say that the Reif Tavache Yisrael, the Gemara says Reif Tavche Yisrael, is a Raya Gufa that Shechit is not a good enough Simen? Why not Zok to Yishayinim? Because Avad some Goyim do Shecht. So even though maybe a lot don't, but some goyim do check. And shechita in and of itself is not a good enough raya, it's not a good enough simen to be a heta for pasach and nesalma menayim. And as I pass in the Torah in Kuf Yud Ches, in Yeridei, brings down the Rashba, that it's not good enough. But that's how it comes out. But the Balit...
Let's say you know a place, for example, nowadays, or whatever you want to say.
If you know nowadays that the goyim don't check, and you find an animal geshacht in and a kanami, that would be a good raya.
Balit doesn't hold that.
Balita holds the other. Oh, why do you need Roif Tavke Yisrael? Oh, so that's the Rishonim, he has the cash on the Balita. So what, one second, let me give the Teretz. Hold on, you're jumping. So what's the Teretz of the Balita? If you hold that Shechit is good enough Simen, the Shechit is a Raya, so why do you need Roif Tavke Yisrael? So the Tvu Shar, he has in the back of his sefer, it's called the Bochosh, or he has Chedushim Alashas, and in Bava Metziach of Dalet Mebeis, he backs up the Balit, and he brings him Rishonim, and he is Miyash of the Balita. He says like this, and he grabbed the place in Sama Gimus of Cotton Bay, he says something Kainza as well, the same type of a teretz. He says like this, he says, Avada, there are some goyim who shecht. So the simen of shechita is not an ironclad simen 100% that it must have been a yid who shecht it. It's not a rai 100% that it's kosher. So he says like this, that if you want to have Reif Tavche Yisrael and you take have a real chshash, then maybe this is a treif, it's 50-50, if I did a safek deraisa, for a safek deraisa, for something which is a deraisa, if I did shechita is not a good enough simen. Because shechit is like a simen beinani. It's like a regular simen. That simen is only mahani for issa derabban, not for issa deraisis. But here we're talking about Reif Tavche Yisrael. So make a din midaraisa avada malada eat this piece of meat. Because I'm allowed for lezuch on a roiv, that Reif Tavche Yisrael, it's avada kosher piece of meat. No, Vas Chazal came along and said, Basish and Zalman Ayin, that you can't rely just on a roiv and an assumption and circumstantial evidence. You have to be choishish for the worst. Maybe it was Nisala, maybe something happened, maybe it was Nishala. If you always have to be choishish, maybe it's a treifa, maybe it's no good. He said, for this Issa Dirabbanan of Basash and Salmanayin, Avad Shechit is a good enough simen to be matir. So it's a pshara. You need Reif Tavke Yisrael to get out of the rice, because Shechit is only a good enough simen for Issa Dirabbanan. Mamela, it works for Basash and Salmanayin, but not for a regular suffix, which would be a suffix deraisa. Sorry?
Speaking about me, never speaking about an old man. So why is that
always wood? What's wrong? You have a right.
Right. Why don't you worry about that?
You have to know if there's a problem. Okay, it's not for now. Here the shayla, but fine. But it comes out, and then the tour in the Kuf Yud Ches, he tries to get out of it. It's insane, even though the tour is really going with the other sheet of the Rashba, but he gets out of it. So at the end of the day, now we have a new teretz. The reason why I don't have a problem busting the Salmanayim, because we're talking about a case, it was Keshach, that's all. Fine. I want to give you a note.
Shechita itself is not, well, we hold that, I skipped over, but the Sma says,
so we never have to be choshish that the guy messed up. Most of the time, he does it fine. Granted, there could have been another tzir. When I say could have been, that's not the case of the mechaba, but be so, we could mushulais another tzir. We had in Tziv Dalet a case that the bayayin esach, you always have to be choshes tam yeinim that it belongs to, that even if it belongs, that it belonged to the guy, so even though you're allowed to keep it, but it's treif, whatever, it's not kosher because it's tam yeinim. But if a yid brings a simen, the yid simen will now be matted as why, because now we know it really fell from the yid. That's what happens if Dalet. So we could pull off the same heter over here. We could say, make an example. It's really not the case. But if you have a case that the Yid now comes along and gives his simen on this piece of meat, so now you know for sure that it came from the Yid. Right? So now, you know it's his piece of meat. He has a simen. He's makkah that this was his kosher piece of meat. So now you don't have a problem. So we could have said, it means Mechaba could have said the same exact thing like he said in Zavdal. We'll make a case where the guy brought a simen, and Bechai Gavna, the boss would be mutter, but it still belongs to you, because he was Zichu was Miyayish, because it fell in the city of Roiv Akam, and he was certainly going to be Miyayish. Why do you need Roiv Tavche Yisrael? The reason why you need Roiv Tavche Yisrael, because the same vote. Because we already said in Sifdala that a regular simon that a guy brings is a suffix if simonim is derabanan deraisa, and it will only work for an Issa derabanan, but not for an Issa deraisa. So if out the Issa deraisa, if it wouldn't be Roiv Tavche Yisrael, the fact that the Yid brings a simon that he lost is not going to be maspik. We're going to need Reif Tavche Yisrael to be machriya this Issa deraisa. Oh, we can rely on a rov that it's kosher. I asked this Basaj and Salman 9, this new Issa derabanan, for that we're allowed to rely on a simon of the Yid. Who says this? Riki Vegan, Yeridea, Simon Aleph, Sivdalad, Riki Vegan, Allah Shokhanar says such a case. He said, if you'll have such a case that the Yid will bring a simon, but Reif Tavche, you know for sure you don't have an Issa deraisa, it will work for Basaj and Salman 9, it will work for an Issa derabanan. That's an Eitzah. Okay, but that's Zichin at the Mechabit's again. Mechabit's telling you even simpler case. The fact you have Reif Tavche Yisrael, that's already enough to somehow be matured. I want him to Basaj and Salman Ayin, so that we have the other two, some of the Sma and the Ita. Fine. Let's move on. Another case. Vim oif chataf basa. If an oif snatched away a basa, vishlikoi lamakam acher, and he threw it to a different place, afilu imroiv Yisraeli, even if most people in the city are Yidin, so you know that again, you know that he must have chapped the basa from a Yid. Still, Shomoytzai, Shavadin Nisiyah Shabailov. Even though over here you don't have the Yish of Roiv Akum, because it's Roiv Yisrael, so wherever the bird's going to drop it, Pasha, if the bird drops it in the neighborhood, in the city, it's going to be a Yid's going to find it. So, Lechay, why is it Yish? So, it's Yish because the bird got to it. The bird got to it. Maybe the bird will eat it. Maybe the bird will throw it into the water. Maybe the bird take it to a different city. So, you have no idea where the bird's going to drop it. So, the person is right away Miyayish from it. So, the Yish is Machmas, the bird. The fact that the animal took it away, that goof is going to cause the Yish. Look in the Sma. Why don't you have a problem of Basaj and Nizal Manayin and all the other rabbis of Gemara already asked? So Gemara says, you don't have Basaj and Nizal Manayin because it's talking about that you saw the bird take it, snatch it from the end. It didn't lose sight. You saw the whole time, exactly, taking from there up and down. So you know, it started in the city, it left in the city, and you saw the whole pattern, the whole flight. So you see, it was in the Schalif. Lekhar, that's what this man means to say. Ma'isha chotaf lefenenu basa kasha. He means lefenenu, that it shouldn't be a problem. It was oimid verei, you shouldn't have a problem. Basa chenetz al menayayin. Sorry?
It has to be that the
Bailam saw the yoy take it. It's a good shayla, and that's not so poshut. Why? Because you have to know what din is this din. Is this din mitzad yush, which is the Lashon HaMechaba, or is this din mitzad zutur shoyam, which is the next sif? The grad of the Lashon HaGemara is that this is midin zutur shoyam. So galak is azayvi zutur shoyam. By zutur shoyam, even if the Balaam don't know it, it's automatically hefka. So I wise of Mechaba say Lashon yush. So I read in the, I think it's Lecha Mishnah Bavons, and the Lecha Mishnah says like this, either you're going to have to say, like the Rambam's mashma, that Zutu Shoyam is also midin yish, but it works automatically, which Polina will get to Tziv Zayin. Or he says, Anakanami, so why the Rosh and the Tur who don't hold like that, why the Tur bring down the Losh and the Yishayashah Bailav? So he said, they must have learned the Gemara's Lav Dafka, really doesn't mean Zutu Shoyam. It's just the Me'ein Zutu Shoyam, Ravad Mitzad Yish. So your Shailav, the Bailav had to know better than that, Chay is totally in this. If it's a Din Zutu Shoyam, they didn't have to know about it. Sorry, mechaber l'chayre is not learning with zutushayam because that's the next sif is zutushayam. And if it's not zutushayam, then you have to come out to yish. The bailam have to know about it. Good. Let's continue this ma and yudalet. Afilu ir shechata bahuroi b'Yisrael because of apila ba'isi ir. Even if it fell back into the same city, and so probably a yid's going to find it still mutal amaytzei. I might say, why the derech ha'oif? Because normally, lo alichal amerikok. Normally, it would take it far away. V'nisyash mi'meno abal miyad b'shas chatifasai. So right away, the baal is misyayish. So also the lashon yish. It sounds like not zutushayam. That's how the smart. Now, if you the taz says like this. Kashuli, lama kasser rabbeinu v'machabe v'alichal amakam acher. Even if he'll throw it back down in the neighborhood, will already be yish the second he picks it up. That was the lashon of asma. He's bothered like the lashon asma is miyad b'shas chatifos. Like right when the animal, the bird snatches it, right then the banam miyayish. So if that was the case, who cares where it falls? Even if it falls right back here, the guy banam will ready miyayish. V'yesh loy mezok tetaz mikom mokem min choyze v'neifah. Because at times when the bird snatches something, he brings it up, but it drops right away because he doesn't have a good grip on the item. So the person is really not miyayish right away. It's only when it's in flight and it's already on the way, it's starting to move, so then you see that it has a good grip, and then you're miyayish. But miyad b'shas hakatifa, so the Taz says you're really not miyayish. If it would be close nearby, you would not miyayish yet. You're only miyayish once, it's already, you see that the bird has a good grip on it. But that's not the lashon asma. The smas lashon miyayish ketifasa is mashma that miyayish right away. So that's, if that would be the case, you have the Taz's kasha. If that's the case, what has to be lo mikol makom acher, even if it's chayz v'shlicho kan, you already have the yish. Now, I didn't see anyone who addressed this, and I just got now, there could be...
I was thinking that if it's right in the same place, practically you know who it is, because he's right there.
So, but if it was already miyayish...
Give
it back. Also, said then. Okay, so in the Kami, Lefnim Mishu said then, maybe you'll have. I don't know if that's... we're not negating Lefnim Mishu said then. I mean, if it was far away, then you'll never, you also have to mention then, you'll find out who it is. But I just wanted to, there's a chakir amongst the achrayim, the Trumas Akri in Reish Samach Beis, in the Chazon Yecheskel, in the beginning of Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, they say, I'm just thinking that maybe that would be an Eitzah now, they say that Mechadish, that once a Bailam is Miyayish on the item, they can't be ois miyayish on the item. I mean, let's say for some reason, as much as them, we have to get to it, but as much as them, even if, let's say, it fell down and now they see where it is and now they're no longer miyayish on the item, still once the yish is chal, and now whoever gets there first keeps it. So I'm just trying to think, what was the Taz's kasha? Taz's kasha on the smile is, why do you have to go b'mokam acher, even if fools, a shlichu kan, have yid miyish miyad b'shas achatifa. So, L'chayi, you could answer the Taz Akasha. What do you mean? If it fell right back down here, and the Bailam are here, right, because all Yish only came out because this is Arad, the only Yish came out because the Bailam knew that was taken, snatched by the bird. Right, and that was Pasha's, the core talking about. So the bird took it up, and now let's say the bird dropped and fell right back. So he's now fell back, Baruch Hashem. He's making a Malotov. The bird dropped it, he can get it back. So now he's Ois Miyayish. So what's the Taz's kasha? So it could be the Taz's kasha is goodbye. It's the same type of love, just like the Truma Sakri and the Chazon Yecheskel, that once he's miyayish, it's too late. And mainly he asked on the smile that if miyayish has katifu miyayish, so why do you have to throw it b'mokam achei? You need to throw it right over here. But the smile could be held like other achreinim. You have like a Chazonish in Bava Kama Yud Ches. And I just saw recently someone else, who was it? I remember, but there's other achrenim. The whole list of achrenim on both sides is a thing. But they hold that you could be, if it resurfaces by you, then in a chanami it's oisiyish. So it could be they held like that. Memeila, because right now I'm no longer miyayish. Right now it's no longer vayilech chazaron kis. Till now it's vayilech chazaron kis. What? It's a done deal. It's not such a done deal, Grady, because you should know that's another makhlekes. Some achrenim hold that yish automatically becomes hefka. It's like hefka. And let's say in the Sivis, and many achrenim learn, that yish still remains the bailims. It just allows you to keep it. But until it's asal yad zeicha, it still belongs to the bailim. So if it still belongs to the bailim, so then Now that I know where it is, so now I could take, I think the Beis HaLevi is much more like that, in Chela Gimel Memches. What? Sorry? So now I'm no longer Vayelik Tzoran Kis. Because when I was in the Matzav of Ovud, is of Vayelik Tzoran Kis. Now that I see where it is, or I decided that I think I know how to get it, I'm no longer Miyayish from it, so now it's Oisiyish, and now it's still mine. So look, I don't have to make another kinyan on it.
If the sugya is
Zutu Shoyam, then all things that negeya, because by Zutu Shoyam you can't. Well, that's also a shayla, but yeah, that pashtus is like that. That by Zutu Shoyam, even if it's now Ois Zutu Shoyam, the Zutu Shoyam was already chal. Pashas, which we'll believe to get to in Siv Zayin. Enochnamis, if you learn like that. But we already pointed out that the Mashmois of the Machabo. The only thing is, Meshmoy's Mechab, the reason the Mechab put this involved, like he pointed out, Zayin starts Zutu Shoyam, is Masha that this is not a Zutu Shoyam. Okay.
He needs it for the
Rav
also.
Okay, I'm just making a Meshmoy's and also the Lashon Nizyayish by love. Okay, so he goes like the Ramis, me did Yish, okay.
Whose chotzer was this that it fell in?
Does it make a difference?
No.
Oh, you mean if it fell in the chotzer of the finder and it was already Yish? Yeah, but if I see.
No, I'm the loser. I'm talking about if it fell in the same place when we picked it up.
If it fell into the chotzer of the loser, and then right away he's koina, you mean?
Right. So
yeah, in a konami. Okay, so maybe.
Well,
but what happens if it fell in a simto? If it fell in the simto, in a shus of a shus of rab, I can have 100 examples where it could fall.
Right, but right. It falls right there.
As much as it's before, maybe so Chimta in the Yish,
that the
Yish
is only
us tonight. Well, he's not. The Taz wants to hold it. If it's Motzi to fool, he was not
Miyash
at all yet. That's how the Taz learned. He was not Miyash till he sees it, it's ready, has a good grip, and it's flying away.
That's in Yish. The better the Yish is much a weaker Yish than
the. So he's saying, yeah, like the Taz, and not like the Taz.
I mean, fine.
It's with the Taz, you're saying, or without the Taz? Taz Taka says there's no Yish because sometimes it falls. But the Sma Vaisais holds that Miyad Bishaske Tifos, so the guy is Miyayish. So if you learn like that, what are you going to do? All right, I just thought of it now. Fine, let's move on. Siv Zayin, which is Zuto Shoyam. Unbelievable Siv. Hamatzel Mehari Vadoiv. If you save an item, Mehari, from a lion, which is it's not happening, and the lion is going to take the animal away, Vadoiv, a beer, he's going to get it. V'zutu shoyam, what's zutu shoyam? These tidal waves, pish loshin yam, achizel achir, v'asoro, tezva, prasois, v'sheitz, v'kol ma'a shemboitzi b'der chazroson, v'chein oisi b'choyoyim, the unfortunate say, p'mayim b'choyoyim, these are early, how is it, tidal waves in the morning and in the evening, these tidal waves, they come in, they swap everything on the beach, and then they'll bring it back into the ocean, that's it, it's lost, you're never going to find it. So it's avudu mimenu mikol adam, you're not going to find it, no one's going to find it, it's gone, it's history. V'shalilusay shonar, similar idea, pish kishanar gadal, v'yaitza agudaysa v'poyshet, it flows over, there's a flood, and floods and washes everything away, a typhoon, hare elu shaloi, and now you found it, it's yours. Afilo habal imit vitzavek. The pal's trying. I want it. I'm not miyayish. Tough luck. It's yours. That's Zutei Shayam. It becomes automatically yours.
Even if you never lost sight of it.
Because the second the tidal wave took it, or the Ari took it, totally out of control. It's a done deal. You're never going to get this. Bederech hateva, you're never going to get this item back. If you're never going to get the item back, it's either an automatic. It's zutu shayam. It's exeris akaza zutu shayam. I have to explain it, but it's automatically. Oh, it's yours, and whatever. Someone's allowed to pick it up and keep it. That's the halacha. What's this halacha from? Look in the Taz, in this Maz Sifkot and Tazayin. Hareu shaloi. Why? Afilu balu yadu lifnei yish. Even if the finder got it before yish. Means that, let's say, the loser didn't even know that he lost it. So it's like Yish Lemidas does, right? Normally doesn't work. And the Gemuvu and the Gemara like that. Even though Yish Lemidas, Abaya, Babai is Moida, by Zutu Shoyam, the Ravad, it's going to work. The Shombe Gemara Yalaflo, Medexiv, it's Exeis Akosa, Vechain Tase, Lachalaveda Sechicha, Shetoiva, Bimenu, Mutsasa. The Miyatura de Mimenu, from the extra word, the Shinan, Esha of the Heimenu, you lost it. But it's umutsuya etzu kaladim. That's who b'chal aveda v'chazar. That's b'chal the pasha aveda that you have a chiv to return it. Yotzazu, this is not part of it. Yotzazu, lafuki this case, sha'avudim imenu, ve'enu mutsuya etzu kaladim. It's avudim kaladim as well. No one is going to find this. Va'afilu omelu miyashno, and even if he strides, I'm not being miyayish. Va'afilu meradiyat achashtifa, if he's running after it, you see that he's trying to
get it somehow. Batla daite etzel das kol odem taflok. He was zichem miyayish. He's crazy. He knows for sure he's never going to get it. He's a lunatic. It's zichem yish. V'havalei kitzavach al beis hashanofer. It's like he's shrying on his house that fell down. A guy can shry. It's not going to build up his house. He sees his house burning down and he's screaming. Oyvei, oyvei. But it's still fell. It's not going to help you. So the Mefarshim say that Pshat is like people scream and even on things that are out of their control. They're screaming on the loss. So Zof too, that just because the guy is screaming and he wants his item, I want my item, that means he's screaming that Nebuchadnezzar lost his item, he recognizes that, he acknowledges it. And Avobikain, so the fact that he's screaming to retain, but it's really not to retain Balas, he's just giving it up. Fine.
It seems to be a tie to the Sasu, it's saying, what the title is called on.
No, Beis HaShanova means that people scream even when the house falls down, and that screaming is not because they didn't give up hope. The screaming is because of the tsar that it lost.
And that's what
Kohanim do. No, we're saying like this. Alright. It's because Bota Daita Tzkolodim, because no one... Because everyone would certainly be miyayish, so we tied up his screaming. His screaming is not to be miyayish. His screaming is like people scream when they lose items. I'm asking. Fine. So now, what is this din of Zutu Shayam? This new Gzeris HaKosa. It's not Yish. It's a Gzeris. Yish is on there from similar other places. But the new Gzeris HaKosa, Shetoyved Mimenu. What is this din? So the Machlekes Rishayim. Major, there's like a whole list on one side, a whole list on the other side. Rav Yishayin got the hold that it's Gzeris HaKosav. That's the first sheet. It's Gzeris HaKosav, nothing to do with Yish. It's Gzeris HaKosav. The second item is not, it's Avudu Mimenu Mekol Adam. It's not in anyone's Shlita. No one could get it. It's automatically Paka, your Bailus, or your Shlita on it. And it's maybe it's like the same status of something that's in the state of Yish, but it's already not the din of Chazara, and anyone who picks up is allowed to keep it. That's the first set of Rishayim. From the Rambam and other Rishayim is Mashma, that it is Midin Yish. That it's not Gzeris HaKosav. I mean, it's Gzeris HaKosav, but the Gzeris HaKosav is Midin Yish. That this Gzeris HaKosav says that the person was definitely Miyayish from it. Even though he's screaming, I'm not Miyayish, but he was Miyayish. So that's Gzeris HaKosav. Gzeris HaKosav makes it as if there was Yish, because Tif, we know that the person was really Miyayish. That's the Gzeis HaKosav. So is it regular din or is it Midin Yish? Is it Gzeis HaKosav or Stamas Midin? Now, even if it's Midin Yish, we have to point out, that is, even if the guy is screaming, he's not Miyayish, it still works. And even if it's Yish Shalai Midas, even if the loser doesn't know about it yet, still Zutu Shoyam will make it, that you'll have to keep it. Yish Shalai Midas doesn't work. So this is $1 million kasha on the Shitas HaRambam. How does it work? How could this be any better than Yishlei Medas? We know for sure, if he would know about it, he would for sure be Meyash. But he doesn't know about it yet. And we hold Yishlei Medas Lavi Yish.
The same way if he's screaming, it's Yish.
There he knows about it. So if he's screaming, I don't care, he's screaming. We tied up that Tif, he was really Meyash. Just he's a lunatic, he's screaming. But if he doesn't know about it yet, so even though if he would know about it, he would certainly be Meyash. But right now, he doesn't know. So Yishlei Medas Lavi Yish. So God is a Shver Shitas. He wants to say maybe Taken Echanami Yishlei Midas even by Zutu Shoyam wouldn't work, and Echanami doesn't work like the Shita Zaram Mapella either Gemara he muches whatever. I'm not come out all the Echanim Taich of this Shita Avad, it's going to work like the Pasha Sagamara, but how? What's the pshat? So there are a few pshatim amongst the Echanim. I want to share three of them with you, why this is better than Yishlei Midas. First pshat is there's a Nachlas David and the Chav Beis. And the Chadush Remei Simcha Chavav Amar Aleph, like David brings a Raya from a Ritva, also I think it's also Dav Chav Beis, but he brings a Raya, he says that normally Yishlei Midas is a Dover Shein by Simen, that when the guy will find about it, he will be Miyayish, likely. 70% of the time, 80% of the time, because the Dov Shein Beis Simen, how is he ever going to get it back? Only if he brings Eidim, it's very difficult to bring Eidim, so likely he's going to be Miyayish. Sakta Baya, Kozman, he doesn't know about it, and it wasn't yet Miyayish. You can't assume the Yish. You can't say that Yish is Reda Chal, even though later on we see that he was Taka, one of those who was Miyayish. But Kozman, he wasn't Miyayish. Maybe because he didn't know about it. But Kozman, he wasn't Miyayish. The Yish is not Chal. That's a Baya. But Zutu Shoyam, that's 100% he will be Miyayish. It's a dove of butter. Everyone is Miyayish. Then that Yish will work even already before the guy already knows about it. That's the first shot. Mamel by Zutu Shayam will work, and there's no concern of Yishlei Midas.
So you're saying that he was able to catch Zutu Shayam Gufa 100% Yish, as we said.
Well, we're going to get to that. That is a shayla. That's a very good.
Therefore, it's Yishua Midas words.
That's a very good shayla. Not so much, but it's a very good shayla. Good. I'm going to get to it. Yeah. There's another pshat. Second pshat. Second pshat is like this. There's a shach in Shunin Chesed Kon Aleph, a chiddush of a shach. The shach argues with many rishonim. Tosfos and Mordechai hold that just like Yishua Midas Lava Yish, so too, if let's say I'm in your house, or a roommate, and I know in a shul, I know you would let me use your your towel. I know you would let me use it. I assume that you would let me use it. So the Rishonim hold that you're not allowed to use it until you get permission. Because usually that's love a year. So Kozman, the guy, didn't give you permission, you can't use it. Even though you know he would, just like usually that's love a year. Even though you know he will be Mayayish, so too you can't use the guy's towel, even though you know he will let you use it if he would know about it. That's the Rishonim. The Shach and Shinun Chesef Kan Aleph argues with Rishonim. The Teshayla, what he means to argue, what's the chilek? He says a svara, and it's a machlok, it's had a tight job, the Shach. But many learn, I believe Machan Ephraim has such a pshat, but this had the Agudas Eiz of touches it up as well. The Agudas Eiz is in Yishalay Midas, Ois Hei. He says that the Shach means like this. Every Yishalay Midas, how do you know the guy's going to be Miyash? Because when he'll find out, if he will know, what's it tough to say to a guy who's the Yish is ready chal now? Because if he would know that he lost it with and it's a dov shem b'sim, he was zecher b'miyayish. So teshach, you're only taking a theory halfway. Take the theory the whole way. If he would know that he lost and he knows that you have it, he wouldn't be miyayish, right? In the theoretical world, he would also not be miyayish. The only way to say the guy's miyayish if you take half the theory that if he would know he lost with Amos Simon, he would zikha give up. No, but if he would know that take the whole thing. If he would know that he lost with Amos Simon, and he knows that you found, he won't give up because he knows that you found. He would just knock on your door and ask you back for his item. So in order to say a yish now, you have to come on to half a theory that you can't do. But Mashenkein using someone's towel, let's say, Sukteshach, if you would know that I want to use your towel, you would zikha let me use your towel. So that's not a half a theory, that's a whole theory. So there, the shach holds that would zikha work because we know already now that he would let me use it. Every case of yish lemidas, it doesn't work because in theory, if he would know who found it, he wouldn't be miyayish. But zutu shoyam, had he known that the zutu shoyam, the ari, the doiv got to it, avadi would be miyayish because it's impossible to save it from it. If he know that they're holding on to it, he would zikha be miyayish. Oh, so if he zikha be miyayish, then the yish could already be chal now.
It's a, the
same thing.
The what? If someone
gets it. No, at the point that Dari got it. Then later on, then it's too late, because we're going to get to it. Once it's chal, it's chal. So at the time the bird got it, it's already chal, memele, it's a zutu shayam, we already know that the guy was miyayish.
How can you return something in Kavshim Basim, even though I know you?
No, because I'll have Edom. No, first I could have Tviyas Ayin, and then I could get Edom who have my Tviyas Ayin. But a person doesn't bother to go through the whole thing, because how he's going to find the item? But if I would know where it is, I would say, or let's say better yet, let's say even before you picked it up, right? While it's on the floor, before you picked it up, why is it Yish going to be Chal? If I would know where it is, I know it's on the floor, I would go ahead and pick it up before you get to it. I would go ahead and pick it up, and I wouldn't be Miyayish. So Kozman, it's on the floor, the Yish wasn't Chal. Because had I know where it is, I wouldn't be Miyayish. But Zutu Shevayam, even if I would know where it is, I would be Miyayish. That's the second shot. There's yet a third shot. And that third shot is Geshmak and Cheshbin of Ramei Simcha. We keep on revisiting this. Remember, the Ramban had a chiddush that the reason why Yishlam Yadas, Isurus El Yodai, and the guy is Miyash later on, doesn't work. If I picked it up before Yish, and then he's Miyash, doesn't work, is because while I picked it up, I'm a Shema Aveda. And now it blives like Yish Bashus, and Yish Bashus doesn't work. And we had a case of Goinus from Riki Vega. If I'll have a case of, let's say, a city of Roiv Goim, that I'm not Mukhiv to give it back, and not Mukhiv to watch it for you. So in Enechram, even though I picked it up, the Yish later on could be Chav. That's what we said in Sivdalit. So Kramei Simcha, there's a Xeris cause of Bezutu Shoyam, that this is not the typical Aveda that I have a Chiv Chazarifu and a Chiv Ashava on. I don't have a Chiv Ashava on this item. That is definitely a Xeris cause. But why could I keep it? So Kramei Simcha, that's what I need Yish for. The fact why I don't have a Chiv Ashava, I don't have a Chiv Ashava, I don't have to give it back because that's a Xeris cause of Mimenu Vilam Mikol Adam. But if it's Mikol Adam, I don't have a Chiv Ashava. This is not the Aveda the Torah is talking about. But how could I keep it? It's still yours. So I don't have a Chiv Ashava, I can't keep it for myself. So that's Al Tziyish. So Dr. Meir Simcha, in that case, even if I already picked it up before Yish, Normally, Taz Yish doesn't work later on because it's like Yish Beshus because I have a Chiyav HaShava. But here, it's a Surah Siliyodeh, I'm a Shoyman, it's like it's a Yish Beshus. But here, since I'm not a Shoymer on the item, because I don't have a Chiyav HaShava on the item, I don't have Dinei HaShava, Dinei Chazara on this item, so I'm not your Shoymer. So I picked it up, it's still yours, I'm not your Shoymer. Now you're Miyayish, even if you're Miyayish later on, the Yish is Chal, that's why I could keep it.
Because it says, I made the man of the law make a lot of The dinim of Hashem is bottled from this article.
Correct. Yeah, but it's normally the Rashi says ahead. It's you also zoich in it. Else it's pasek. He's learning now. The reason why you zoich is only else yish. And loiter meisim because proud like this proud. You taken not zoich in it until later on when the Bailam find out about it. It's miyash. But till that point, and let's say by the time the Bailam find out about it, they also find out that it's by you. Means the yedi comes to them bevasachas. It was a Zuta Sheyam, and then you found it. And then someone goes over to the Bayim and say, Yankel, you had an item, Chveis, a tape recorder? Reuven found it from a Zuta Sheyam. So now he's not Miyayish. You never got that Yish at the end. If you never got that Yish at the end, then you'll never be able to keep it like this Pshat. Like the other Pshat, Mavad, it's Chal, Zuta Sheyam is Chal, the Yish is Chal. But if the whole thing is still Mitla Tali till the guy's Yish at the end, just here there's no Chesan Ratzio Asaliyadeh, and that's why you can keep it. If you'll never have that Yish at the end, then in the Chanami, you wouldn't be able to keep it. It comes out of a big Kiddush.
I know,
at that point, you mean maybe in a normal case, you're right, I mean, he'll never find out about it, that it was a Zutu Shayam, and a Chanami, so that's another Naf community. So it will come out that B'chai Gan in a Chanami, like Ramesim, because Rambam, you would not be able to keep it. It should come out. I'm saying there are enough communities if you still need to come on to the guy's Yish. Sorry?
It says even with a siman, Zuta Sheyam.
Correct, 100%. But how does it work? It works, because the guy knows about it, and he will be Miyayish at the end. But he has an agimda. If he taka never knew about it, and a klamet, the Yish won't work.
But that would be a shver kind of Mer Simcha. You can find him, Forge Gemara says, with a siman, you can keep it, and how can he say his
child? I'm telling you, because in the Namala cases, the guy knows that the Zuta Sheyam took it. He's saying, in the case that I'll never know that the Zuta Sheyam took it, and a chanami. Fine. All right. We touched on two things that we touched on a little before is that there's a machlokes achronim by Yish, if Yish right away turns into Hefka, or no, Yish really still belongs to you, just allows for people to take it. What about Zutu Shoyam? Is Zutu Shoyam better? Pash is if Zutu Shoyam is also mitam Yish, lechar it's the same din like Yish. But if Zutu Shoyam is a gzeris akosif, that machlokes achronim could be that this is even better, even if normally by Yish it still remains yours till Osi Liad Azaycha. Zutu Shoyam is exerts a cause of that it's yours and it's miyad paka bailis, it's miyad hefka. It's machlokes. Some say no, even like the svara, it's exerts a cause of has the same status like a Yish that it still belongs to the guy. Just you have a shus, you have the right to pick it up. You have a, it's an allowance for you to take it, but it's still his until someone finds it. That's the Ramban. But that's the next thing. Shortly, 1 second. Then another thing that I mentioned, touched on before, is also that Shumas Akrin, Reis Hamak Beis, and Chazan Yecheskel say Lahedi by Zutu Shoyam. I mean, they say it by Yish, it's not such a chiddush, but they first said it by Zutu Shoyam, and they declared by Yish. But by Zutu Shoyam, they hold a Dava Poshet, that it was Zutu Shoyam, and then later on it was Oy Zutu Shoyam, that the tide brought it back onto the beach, you're still allowed to pick it up, even though right now it's not in the Mata Zutu Shoyam. Because once it was in the middle of the Zutu Shoyam, now it became either Hefko, or now it became this Chalois Din, that you're allowed to keep it, you're allowed to pick it up. And once you're allowed to pick it up, even though it's Eizu to Shoyam anymore, you're still allowed to pick it up. Chazani Chazaka brings a Raya, Shrei Raya, but he brings a Raya from the case before with the Oif in Sevav. He learned it out Zutu Shoyam, like the Pashta Gemara, and he said the Oif dropped it in the neighboring Chotza, so now it's no longer in the Zutu Shoyam, and now you come along and you're allowed to pick it up and keep it. Aye, it's no longer Zutu Shoyam. Alamai Zeraya, that once the Zutu Shoyam is Chal, it's Chal, and you can't make it Oy Zutu Shoyam. Whatever status, Zutu Chaloy's status, the Zutu Shoyam cause, that Avad is going to remain even if it's Oy Zutu Shoyam. But I tell you, the Shumas Zakri and the Chazan Yecheskel hold it even by Yish, that once Yish is Chal, you can't be Oy Zutu Shoyam. So for them, it's not such a Chiddush. But look, all right. A couple more Chiddushim before we go on the Rambal. In this case, Hamatza Me'ariv Adoy, there's a Chiddush, a Pelet of Imrei Moshe. The Imrei Moshe says in Simin Lamed Aleph, yes, Lamed Aleph Ois Hei, the Imrei Moshe says that we're only talking about an Ari and a Doiv that don't have any Bailim. But if an Ari and a Doiv would have Bailim, The owner's on it, and the bailim would be chayiv to pay me for this piece of meat that the animal snatched, or shein, or carrion, whatever, pasha will be shein. Then, and now the ari dropped it, let's say, or you will matzel me from this ari, zot Imre Moshe wouldn't have a dinner, zutu shayam. Why? He says like this. He says, because since I still retain the bailis in the item, I'm not miyayish b'negeh to the chiyuvim of the owner of the ari, I'm still planning on going after the ari's owner to get my money, even though it's not the chayfetz, but I'm still planning on getting the demei chayfetz, so then the yish can't be chal chatzayin on the item without the money. Since I was never miyayish on the money, I'm still looking at this item, still trying to possess bailis on the item to collect money. One second. No, so it's that's not the din of Zutu Shayam. Zutu Shayam is only avuda mimenu makol adam. It's avuda. It's not in the matzav of avuda because I still retain my bailis to go after the bailim for the domin. He said that that's
how. I have to retain my bailis. If you make my chayfetz of Zutu Shayam, you don't have to pay me.
Who made it? The ari. So that goes really into a different Charlie. He has a kasha. He has like this. He says, if the Ari is coming, and the Ari didn't get there yet, so if the Ari made it into Zutu Shayam, all of that is a grumma. He didn't pick it up yet, right? He's on there. So it's you're not chayv for your animal's grumma. Mamela, once the Ari picks it up and eats it, how could you ever be chayv on chain for an Ari, whatever, if you own the Ari? It's already Zutu Shayam before the animal got to it. Is the charaya to what he's saying, Zot Imri, he brings this as a ra'ah. Is the charaya that calls man, I plan on going after the owner of the item for its payment, then there's no Zutu Shayam. Even though I'll never get the item back, because Ari's going to eat up the piece of meat. But since I'm still looking for its domim, that's not bechal zutu shayam. A pelatik in my shawat.
You have insurance for the item.
Insurance, no. Insurance is a davar mibachutz. I don't need that item for it. I'm clean. But this, that item, while the animal is eating it up, I want to retain bailis so that I can go after the owner to get my money from the item. He holds you can't split up the domim and the chayfetz alone. The domei chayfetz I still want to retain to be able to mon the bailim. So therefore, even the chayfetz. That's how he says it. The chazanish grada says the same thing. Grada not by Ari Adoy, but he says, look, I'll be listed. He says that they're both being also the same right by Zara Kli Miresh Gag, and comes along the next person in Vishavrei. So how child in the Gemara is a manatvir tova. He says, what do you mean? It's Zutu Shoyam. While it's coming down, it's about to crash. It's Zutu Shoyam. So why is the next guy chayv if he breaks it? It's the same thing. Because the owner still plans on going after the guy who is zayikit. So memele, it's not zutu shayam. The Chazanish says it as well twice. He says it in Bava Kama Yud Aleph Sifkot and Tes and in Simen Yud Ches Sifkot and Gimel, b'negei to listen, b'negei to Zara Kli. But it's the same type of lumdis. He got it says, I like him saying a little better. The woman was just saying by Yish, the guy's not Meyayish. I don't know. The Chazanish says, you see, it's not a vudim mena. You're still a bailam on it because you still retain the bailis to mun the bailam. So if you, it's not a vudim mena. You're still retaining the bailis to mun hezik. So memele, it doesn't go to dinner.
Yeah,
but
by the case of the meat, though,
the Chorah,
the Gemara says that you can't collect the whole value of the meat.
That's only if he eats without. But honestly, he fails enough of b'dayfina. But if he eats, he does a ma'isa shena. Vadi yichayv the whole amount. Yichayv an animal for the whole amount. Sorry.
What's
be done? Who, the Ari? The Ari did it. So what did you want to make out? Shane, Regal, Ken, what do you want to get him? For the Shane to go after it? And he calls it only a grumma. No, so that's what he's saying, that this whole thing of Mariva Adoiv is only talking about there was no Bailim. Because if there was Bailim... Right, because once it's Zutushyam, it's Zutushyam. Correct. Now, but I really should go on to another thing. I'm going to theorize with this. A major Yisoid, we keep on saying Zutushyam, Yizikha, never going to get it. But Edzem, it's not so posh. The Marik in Simon Gimel says a blitz chiddush. He says like this. What's the case of Matu Me'ariva Adoiv? The Gemara in Tzadik Gimel Bab Metzia says that a Shoima, and an Ari and Doiv gets to the flock, a Shoyme could be chayiv on it because he should have protected the flock and chased away the Ari and the Doiv. And we have to oimid if he could have saved, if he couldn't have saved. So, Dr. Marik, you see that there's a chance that he was able to save. So, what's going on over here that we say it's Zutu Shoyam? So, Dr. Marik is a Rayo. chiddush marig is a raya that to get to the dag of zutu sheyam, it doesn't have to be 100% you're going to lose it. Even if his lashon is a roiv, so roiv sounds like 51%, but then Lanyani says, be'item rechaikis, you could find, you could save it, that's still considered zutu sheyam. I don't know what the, if let's say it's 80% that it's going to get lost, that's already considered zutu sheyam, even though there's a chance that you could still save it. Pella de Gemarik. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Vav brings in Amarik and argues. And says, that's not a tushtel to hear. Over here, Mechetes, we're talking about that type of case. They are talking about the case that Ari is coming. He's far, he's coming. And you're the Roy, so you can beat up the Ari. You got a little cotton, but Rame of a Maklas. Here we're talking about that the Ari already snatched a piece of meat. It's in his mouth. At this point, it's 100% you're not going to save this animal. No one takes a piece of meat out of a lion's mouth. It's gone. So if that's the case, so I've had this for Zutu Sheyam, you need it to be 100%. And if it will be only, let's say, 80%, that's not Zutu Sheyam. It's a Yisoid, it's a Maklek. I've got the Nishmas Kochai in Evan Ezra. Simon Lamed Vav says the same thing like the Mishnah, similar. He says, if it's far away, then Avada, it's not Zutu Sheyam, because there's still a chance that you could save, even if he's coming to the Eder. But if he's very Nichnas Latecha Eder, he's right there. He doesn't say it's in his mouth, but he's right there, then it's a done deal, and then it's Zutu Sheyam. So it's a Shiloh B'Soide, how much do you need to be considered Zutu Sheyam? Does it have to be 100% lost? Like the Mishnah Melech, and God, the Mashmais of many, many Achrayim and Poiskim sounds like it has to be 100% lost. It's impossible unless there's a Nais and a different Lashonis in the Poiskim. Or does it have to be, the Marik says, no, as long as there's only a Itim Rechoikas that you can save it, that's already considered Zutu Sheyam. A house on fire. House and fire is 100%. I mean, either, my experience is either the firemen damage the house or the fire damage. I never heard a house on fire and it comes out fine. Damage is for sure. And if the firemen get there before the fire is fully, they'll steal the money. They'll do whatever they want. They'll damage the house. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's Zutu Sheyam. But the Yisoyis to come back like is what Belina had the next week. We'll continue. We'll go with your Shalav, Lefnimish Shazadin, and the rest. Akutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.